You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF-FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's dance-off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there. This is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool. I mean, Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff. This is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hate Kids Comics. I'm Dan Collins.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Sweaty Sam.
Oh, my God.
Your head is glistening.
I am melting so bad. It's almost like I'm the Wicked Witch of the West, and I got water thrust on me. And even that would be more refreshing than the studio at Trent Radio right about now.
Yeah, and Chris Gilpin.
And Chris.
I'm here.
Yeah. How are you doing, Chris?
I've seen you.
I've seen you last week. Dan, how are you?
I know
you're doing, Chris. We've talked. Yes. We've talked, yeah. Yes.
Dan.
I'm fine. Fine.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is going to be a great show.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's talk about comics and stuff because that's what we do here on Hey Kids Comics.
That's right.
We actually talk about other stuff almost as much as comics.
Do we really?
When you're here.
Oh, I think. Oh, okay.
I think, yeah. Not that I'm like,
what
I'm
you,
not.
What are you saying? That I don't actually talk about comics?
No, I think that when, especially I think the three of us get off track.
Do we?
And go far off track.
Wow.
It's called a tangent.
It's called a tangent.
It's called trying to.
Do you remember? Didn't DC used to have an imprint called Tangent?
Yeah.
Tangent Comics. What was it? I don't even remember what that was. I know it was an imprint, but I can't remember. What wasn't it? Oh wait. Okay.
An alternate take on the characters.
I remember I was working at Another World when that came out because I remember we could not sell those books at all. In fact, they're probably still in the in Ted Fortiatis's basement somewhere. You know, he's like, you couldn't even sell them on eBay. 19 years after the store's closed.
Yeah,
it's too bad none of those are worth anything now.
No, didn't they try to bring some? They did bring some of the characters back at one point. They tried to, but
I think they tried to.
Yeah, but nobody cared. I don't remember them. I just can't remember. Wasn't there like a Green Lantern? It was a girl with a staff?
Yeah, and a lantern.
Oh, and it had a lantern on it? Oh, for crying out loud. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, for DC being a company that I love so much, and I love DC. I love DC Comics more than any other comic company in the world. They have done some really stupid, stupid stuff. They really have. Thank goodness that their books aren't stupid now, because I'll tell you, everything I've been reading from DC lately has hit it right out of the park. One after the other. Pickety pow, pow, pow. And what's that? You're the news guy. Uh-oh. A couple of weeks ago, I read something about Geoff Johns now becoming the new... What is he doing?
Well, it's right here.
Oh, there you go. I can't not have my glasses on because the sweat would make them drip off my face. So why don't you tell me what that says?
Well, it says, that's right, Geoff Johns is now president and chief creative officer of DC Entertainment.
So does that mean he's replaced Dan Didio, or who did he replace?
Well, apparently he still reports to a person with the president title, so it's
Diane Nelson, it says, is still president of DC Entertainment.
Yeah, so it's quite confusing. So are they co-presidents?
Sub-presidents?
Now... The line to take a quote from the Bleeding Cool article here, it says, Warner Brothers has presidents like Marvel has Captain America's.
Ooh. There you
go. That's a bit of a sting, I think, there.
Okay, that's pretty cool. But does this mean, with Geoff Johns at the helm, that we'll never see a mistake like the New 52 again?
No. There's always mistakes.
Well, there is, but we won't see it for a while. Could it be possible that I could be dead before we see a mistake like that again?
No,
I could totally buy that.
Is skydiving without a parachute tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Okay. That's not on my bucket list. However, I do have plans to go to Tijuana on a drunken binge sometime in February.
Yeah.
Okay, so they just have to make it till February.
Till February, yeah.
They can do that, I think.
Yeah. That's on my bucket list, is to get into a knife fight in a Tijuana brothel. And okay. I'm shooting for it for February.
Nice.
Don't say I don't play dangerously.
That's right.
That's right. One day you're eating ham sandwiches in bed just like Mama Cass, and the next time you're getting in knife fights in Tijuana brothels. I live dangerously. I live a rock and roll life.
But we definitely don't go off on tangents.
What tangent?
I know.
What are we even talking about
definitely
anymore?
Not.
Sam All walks right. into a bar and says, "Which one of you likes the new Riverdale show? Come on, bring it on."
What did you say about Cher? You don't like Cher? I'll cut you for that.
See, at least Chris was trying to keep it comic book related.
Oh, I don't even know. Why am I even talking about Cher? I don't know. It's because I'm so goddamn hot. Okay. I'm going to be quiet for a while. You guys talk about comics or something.
So did you read any comics this week, Chris?
Yeah, Chris. What's going on in comics this week?
I read a few.
What'd you read?
I read the New Titans.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read it yet. How was it?
It was good. Yeah. It was good. There was an appearance of a big, I guess, blue hand. Assuming it's Dr. Manhattan, I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Interesting, yeah.
But it was good. I don't know how big of a Flash guy you are, but there's a...
I like Flash.
Turn of a rogue, a different rogue, what's his name, Abracadabra?
Abracadabra, yeah, I know him, yeah. I'm a big Lilith Clay fan. She's the reason I'm so excited about Titans. Lots of Lilith.
And she was in there as
good,
well.
Good, good. I've always wanted them. Back in the day, my three favorite characters I collected was Black Canary, Zatanna, and Lilith Clay.
Yeah.
And then they killed Lilith Clay, and I just never thought they were going to bring her back. So I started kind of Stargirl kind of replaced her. And now Stargirl's kind of my number three, but Lilith Clay's being back is just such a happy thing for me. I don't think they're about to start merchandising the character, but yeah.
She had a decent role in the issue. She was trying to read Wally's mind, get an impression of where he's been. But apparently all she can think about is Linda Park, so...
Okay. Yeah, so we got it, and it says in some solit somewhere that she's going to be kidnapped or something. That's something I read. It was in preview, so it's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay.
But where's Starfire?
Starfire is going to be in the new Teen Titans book.
New Teen Titans.
Okay. Yeah, the new Teen Titans. It's going to be Starfire.
How did she get demoted to that?
Demoted?
Shouldn't she be a Titan?
Well, what they're doing with the Titans book is they're basically focusing on these Titans from the 1960 series.
Okay.
So
she
it's
came
all
along
the
too late.
Yeah, she was from the 80s. So it's basically the original Titans in the very first issue of that Titans ever appeared in. They weren't even called the Teen Titans. It was Robin, It was Robin, Kid Flash, and Aqualad. Mm-hmm. And then they went in over to Showcase, and Wonder Girl joined them in Showcase. Speedy joined a little bit later. And then they did a big long... Hawk and Dove became honorary members eventually.
Yeah.
And then Lilith Clay and Mal Duncan, who's Hornblower. I don't think they call him Hornblower anymore. I can't think what they call him now. But Mal Duncan, he was... Let's face it, he was the token black dude in the 60s when they're like, Titans is too white. We need to put a black guy. And they try to make Titans. It used to be a really goofy book, and then they try to make it serious, kind of like the Green Lantern, Green Arrow is becoming really serious. So they decided to do that. And you know what? Those issues are awesome. They're some of my favorite books from the late 60s because they're right on par with Green Arrow, Green Lantern, but they're more youth-oriented problems. So it's a lot about like student protests and drugs and family feuds and whatever. And then after that, they canceled the book. No, Gnark. He appeared in two issues. He's the guy who's like Cave Boy. And then they canceled the book, and then they brought it back during the DC implosion, and they added some more characters. They added Bumblebee and Joker's daughter. That's where she made her second appearance.
Yeah.
And she became an honorary member. And then they did this thing which was called West Coast Titans, Titans West, where they brought in Golden Eagle, who is like a one-shot Hawkman character from Justice League or something.
Yeah.
And they brought in, it was Golden Eagle, Gnark came back, Lilith came back, Hawk and Dove came back, and the Batgirl, Batwoman's sidekick, they actually reintroduced her. So Kathy Keene?
Oh, okay.
Was that her name?
I can't remember.
Kathy Kane? No, that was Batwoman's name. Betty Kane. And so basically, those are the Titans that you're trying. Oh, Beast Boy was made one appearance in the original Teen Titans book, and then he was in the Titans West, and then they made him a full time character in New Teen Titans. So that's kind of your rundown on the characters. And it really, I can't believe I actually remembered all that. I don't know how I have that all stored. That's the original rundown. So the next time they brought back Teen Titans, that's when they introduced Starfire, Raven, Cyborg. Those were the new characters, and then they brought back Beast Boy. Was his first time as a full time, and then what was it? Was it Robin, Wonder Girl, and Kid Flash and Speedy? Didn't they make up the rest of the team?
I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not sure.
And Superboy?
Superboy wasn't a Titan until
the clone.
Yeah, Connor.
Yeah,
and that was like
Con-El.
Yeah, that was like till when Geoff Johns was writing it in 2000, the 2000s. Way later. Yeah. So,
but it seems like Titans is going to be one of the key books to read during Rebirth because it's, you know, Wally and where was he and how did he get there?
It's so well
who's
written.
His presence?
And that's my favorite. And you know what? That's my favorite Titan team, basically. Yeah. That 60s, 70s. Those are the ones I love the most. I am planning. Now, has Teen Titan Rebirth come out yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I do have that. I am ordering that as well.
Yeah.
I love the Titans. I'm a huge Teen Titan fan, and that's why the new 52 Titans just... I think a lot of us Teen Titans fans were just so disheartened and disgusted by that, because I've followed the Teen Titans for decades through thick and thin. Like a lot of Titans fans.
They had a lot of new faces in the new 52 Titans, right?
They didn't even do the characters weren't even the same. It was just a giant mess of it was one of the worst new 52 books. And when you see those stupid Newsarama lists, 10 worst
top 10
of all time. But their of all time doesn't go past 1997, you know, it was like...
Or usually past, like, 3 years ago.
Or some, yeah, it's ridiculous. But anytime, and then they rerun the same list over and over and over again, it's like, I read this list.
Top 10 worst X-Men, I see that.
Oh, my God. And then they've changed one of them, but it's, like, the same 9. It's like, it's funny when you read the comment sections on Facebook, because everybody's actually, like, makes fun of them for that, so...
Yeah.
But, whenever they do the worst... things that happen in the new 52 Titans is always number one.
Yeah.
So even if Newsarama will even admit it, it has to be true. It has to be.
I found it interesting, I guess I could say, that at the beginning of the book, you see Wally and Barry talking.
Mm.
And then when they're about to part ways, Barry goes, oh, by the way, you need a new costume because Wally's got the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wally starts zipping along and he changes the fabric of his costume as he's running and he's all red, just like Barry.
But it's different, isn't it? Like
it's slightly different.
It has a lot more yellow in it.
Oh, I just saw red with blue lights kind of thing. So they seem very similar to me.
I can't remember. It is different, though. I did see a picture of it. So they can have the other Kid Flash.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's two Kid Flashes.
And I would assume he's on New Teen Titans?
No, he's just in Flash.
Oh, is he? Okay.
The other Kid Flash. So there's Flash.
The other Wally West.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So dumb. Ugh. Anyways, you know what? The Flash books are being well written, though. You know what I think is? I think the other Wally West was just a bad idea, which they're running with. But yeah, actually, I think they said, "Oh, it's too late. We gotta go with it." And for all intents and purposes, they're doing the best they can with that bad idea.
Yeah,
I've been a bad idea before, so I totally understand what it's like to be a bad idea. So sometimes you gotta just champion the underdog. But I believe if DC's going to kill off a character soon, I'm willing to bet it'll be the new Kid Flash. He's first to go. He's the first to go.
You're out. Wally, too, can we have a minute, please?
Yeah. You know, it's just like when they killed off Pandora. It was like their last bad idea. You know what I mean? So she's dead. So it's like, oh, what was our next bad idea? Well, we could kill off the new Blackhawks, but nobody really read that or cares. Or
the new Blackhawks?
they released a Blackhawks book that was just... And they didn't fly airplanes. They were just like G.I. Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Kind of like a Ghost Rider that drives around in a car and not a motorcycle.
What's that about?
I don't know.
I know. It's
apparently he's going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D., so I don't know.
Whatever.
So. I'm so unfair. Cynical. Aren't I so unfair that the Ghost Rider comic, the the Johnny Blaze first appearance I just bought isn't going to skyrocket because it's going to be on the TV show. They pick some other guy. I'm so mad.
Please don't tell me that Ghost Rider first appearance is skyrocketing. I haven't even looked.
I don't know about skyrocketing, but I saw it on sale on Facebook for like $20. Yeah. I don't like.
So talking about books that you've bought. So when are you going to sell me that Jason's Quest there, Dan?
You know what, Sam? Maybe I will, because I have spent way too much money lately.
Let's talk later. Just talking about characters on motorcycles that Dan has bought books about. But you know what's funny? Out of all the cool books you've bought lately, Dan, and you've bought some really cool books, let's face it. Out of all the cool books you bought, the one that I'm the most envious of is the first issue of Jason's Quest.
That I think I paid $3
for. Yeah, that's the one I want the most.
I only bought it because you told me to.
I know. I didn't tell you to. I told you about it.
And you said, like, hey, I have this crazy theory about something. Yeah, I was like, you know what? If I see that, I'm going to keep that.
And you know what really sucks is that that's the only issue of Jason's Quest I don't have.
The first one.
Yeah. You know the thing about Jason's Quest is that it was so low in sales that they actually didn't finish the story.
Yeah.
They just were like, wow, Jason never finished his quest.
And your theory is that he may be coming back.
That's right. I think he's going to be Wonder Woman's brother.
Right.
How far are we in the Wonder Woman
saga? Not very far at all.
Because I've got to wait a few months then before I sell it to you because I don't want to sell you a
Because
gold
my theory
mine.
Is that, see, Jason had a twin sister he was searching for and he never found. Diana Prince has a twin brother named Jason that she's just found out about.
Right.
And Dan Didio made a comment on a post I sent to him about bringing back Swing with Scooter, said he would bring back Jason's Quest before he'd bring back Swing with Scooter.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what's Diana's twin brother's name? Who has a twin sister he's looking for?
Yeah.
I really do like your theory.
It's good.
It's a good theory.
It is a good theory.
I don't know if it's right, but that's why I wanted to wait.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. Anybody been reading the reviews to Suicide Squad?
Well, that depends. Like, do you mean the reviews from real people or the reviews from critics?
I haven't read any of the reviews, actually. But, see, what I've done is I actually had personal friends that were at the premiere and were posting, like, Instagrams of them with the stars and whatever. And it was very cool to see. As you guys know, I know Paul Dini and his wife Misty, and they were there. And their pictures were fantastic. Wonderful picture of Paul with the lady who plays Harley Quinn in that was really cool. And then Adam Glass, who I've interviewed a few times and I know at Faceback, he was the guy who actually put a Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad the first time. So him and his wife were there. So between Paul and Misty and Adam, I looking at all these different photos. But there's a very cool picture in it. I think Dan Didio put it up on his Facebook page of all these comic creators before the premiere at a downtown pub in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that a cool picture? And you look, and there was Grant Morrison, and there was Jim Lee and Jeff Johns, and Paul and Misty were in there, and Adam Glass. And I couldn't recognize everybody, but it was such a really cool picture.
Yeah. I try to stay away from critic reviews. I don't know. I'm still going to go see it. Like, it doesn't matter what they say. I'm still going to go see it.
I'm curious for this one. I am going to go see it. I'm not convinced I'm going to like it, but I am going to go see it. I'm really curious about Joker's involvement in this for a lot of reasons. Number one, well, Joker's dead because Heath Ledger's Joker died. So I've heard rumors that this isn't the same Joker. I've heard that rumor. But the other thing, too, and I guess this is what bugs me, is the fact that Joker has never been a member of the Suicide Squad.
And I don't think he is in the movie. I'm assuming he's not.
I don't think he is. I think he
just causing trouble.
They try to go into Arkham and he's still in there and he gets out and he's like I don't know. Idea. Like, because like Suicide Squad, like Death, okay, Batman villains and Suicide Squad, what's his face? Deadshot was originally a Batman villain, Killer Croc, Harley, who was just put in more recently.
Boomerang.
Boomerang was the Flash.
But he's in the movie, though, is he not?
Captain Boomerang? Yeah. I mean, they have different villains, but I'm saying the Batman... Penguin was a member of the Suicide Squad very briefly.
But wasn't Boomerang part of the squad when Amanda Waller took over in the Legends series?
Oh, I don't know. I only read some of that, and then I stopped. I stopped reading it after. I stopped reading it after Adam Glass stopped writing it. Yeah, because Adam Glass's run on Suicide Squad was very interesting. It was with the New 52, and as I said, I know Adam, and I like Adam, but I said this to him. I said this to him personally, so if I say it, I'm not saying anything he hasn't heard me say. He was doing to the characters in Suicide Squad that I hated about New 52. He didn't care who these characters were.
Right.
Like, he was like, I need this kind of character, so I'm going to call him Deadshot.
Yeah.
His Harley Quinn was unlike any Harley Quinn that's ever been in comics. In fact, she was kind of awful. And he didn't care. He brought in Wild Dog, but it wasn't really Wild Dog. Like, he just had these characters, and he's like, and he put names on them, even though they were nothing like the characters we knew.
Yeah.
Which was exactly what I hated about the New 52.
Yeah.
But the stories themselves were fantastic. The cliffhangers were good, like beat after beat after beat after beat. So it didn't matter that the characters weren't like, so I would read these issues and the continuity legacy guy in me hated it.
Yeah.
But the comic reader in me who loves a good story couldn't get enough of it. And the new movie is very highly based on the Adam Glass run.
Yeah.
But it looks like they actually decided to take a lot of the characterizations and put them back into the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, because to me, like I picked up both Suicide Squad and Harley Quinn are out this week.
Okay.
Right. I haven't read them yet. I did start reading Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, from what I can see, it's just a direct continuation of the other series. Yeah. No changes.
It's Jimmy and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, that Harley Quinn is a totally different character than the Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it is. And I think Jimmy and Amanda, as I understand, I met them at Niagara last year, and I talked to them a bit about it. And they were really trying to go back to the Paul Dini, Bruce Timm, Harley.
They
gave her the look of the new Harley, and they were making her a lot sexier, but they were going back to that version.
Yes.
And look how popular it became.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know what Adam Glass was doing, but yeah, that's the Suicide Squad. He kind of created that version of her. And Adam Glass is a great writer. People would know him. He was the executive producer for Supernaturals for years. And then he's doing Rough Riders now at Aftershock, which is one of Aftershock's best books. And he's just, I don't, is it still on that, what was that spinoff they did for that crime show that I really liked that I didn't watch any of last year with that guy and that girl and those other people.
With the car and
no, I don't think they have a car, but they have a plane.
And a dog and a plane.
They have a plane. And it's called Criminal Minds.
Oh, Criminal Minds. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I wanted to say, that show
with Adam 12.
No, I wanted to say, that show with LeVar Burton, but his name's not LeVar Burton. He's the other guy.
Shamar Moore,
LeVar Burton, same guy.
No.
Same guy. No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a spinoff last year, right?
Yeah.
What was that called? Is it still on?
It's with Gary Sinise.
Is it still on?
Beyond Borders.
Yeah, that Adam was. He went from Supernatural to become the executive producer of that show.
Yeah, it's still on. It's okay.
Is it? I haven't seen it yet.
Show, yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
Yeah.
But Adam Glass is a great guy. You know, we were supposed to do a Rough Riders interview, but for whatever reason, I think life got in the way or something. We were never able to put it together. But maybe sometime, I don't know what's going on with Rough Riders. Once Adam gets back from New York, maybe I'll drop him a note and say, hey, you should listen to the show because we talked about you.
Well, I would have to think that if, these are talking comics here, but if Harley Quinn was a real person hanging out with the Joker, as we know him, mostly in the comic books, she would be more like the character in Suicide Squad, I would think.
Well, she's pretty messed up in the Harley Quinn book. The thing about the Harley Quinn book, it's very funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
There was a line in there that...
But it is sadistic as all... Get out.
Yeah.
Like, she'll kill anyway. She don't care.
No. But it's more of a comedic...
It's funny. And the thing in Suicide Squad, and not Suicide Squad, is Harley Quinn, is she's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a villain anymore.
Yeah.
She actually goes out and tries to do good things.
Yeah, she's running
to help
some
people.
Kinda, yeah.
But the thing is the way she goes about doing it may include a body count.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she.
And she also has a interesting relationship with Poison Ivy.
Oh yeah, but yeah. She likes dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's actually into guys.
Yeah.
That don't bother me. Oh my God, think about it. Bruce Timm and Paul Dini were putting lesbian context into Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy way back.
Yeah.
Way back. It's just now DC's decided to say, it's happening.
There.
It's there. Let's just go with it.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I think they're actually one of the coolest, most natural lesbian couples in comics today. Well, at least since Kitu and Francine back in Strangers in Paradise. But, I mean, hey, go for it. But, yeah, and even then, it's like a weirdo side thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. I like the Harley Quinn book a lot, but it is... quite some of the stuff that they've been doing in that Gang of Harley's book. Have you read any of that?
No.
There's been some pretty sexy stuff going in there to the point of like weirdo. Like, I mean, let's just say
the Discipline.
Let's just say the only book sexier has been the Discipline.
You can't get through a single episode without mentioning.
Well, you know what?
Would you
like some Discipline news?
No.
Okay, but I'm going to give it to you anyways, Dan. I was horrified and upset and dismayed to see that in the latest issue previews, it's the second month without the Discipline. And I think the Discipline has either ended or it's going to maybe come back as a series 2 later on. Last month, they did put together a Discipline trade paperback, which they called the Discipline Volume 1,
mm-hmm.
which is just all the issues.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's on hiatus or if it's gone. But, Dan, good news is now you can get a Discipline trade paperback, and you can catch up to see what we've all been talking about.
I'm good. I don't.
You might, Gang of Harley's
I mean,
might
I don't,
be more your style.
I don't buy comics to read them anyways.
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's
not.
That's right. Why would you?
So,
yeah, so anyways.
But I suppose, if I'm being completely honest with you guys, I don't even buy trades to read them. They just sit on my shelf, too.
Wow. See, actually,
yeah.
I read trades, too.
I mean, I try.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, bah.
Yeah. Anyways, we keep going over. What else did you read? Or is there anything else in the news? Or is there anything else you guys have talked about or seen?
Well, I guess I can talk about something that I have read.
Talk about.
But I'm going to wheel the chair over for a second and grab it.
Okay.
So you guys talk for a second.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, Chris. I heard you went back to Joe Staples and got more comics.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Another stack.
Paying for his rent?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan's
all right.
Back.
So what I have been reading is...
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
Nelvana of the Northern Lights.
I have one of those.
Bought the hardcover.
No, that's the second edition, isn't it?
Yes. Because there is a Kickstarter edition.
That's one I have.
Which is more expensive.
Oh, okay.
And then there's this version, which was a nice amount.
I believe my name might be in that.
It might be. I know Marty's name is in it because he specifically mentioned that...
My name is also in it.
When he saw it in Chapters or other bookstores, he would be like, hey, kids, my name's in that book.
Yeah, my name is also
in
there.
And I mean, to be fair, I would do the same. I'm looking through this giant list of
people. See if you can find my name in there. See, my name's right there, if you look real hard.
Let's see.
It's under
Sam Tweedle.
There you go. Did they spell my name right?
Yep.
Good. That's nice. Thank you, Rachel.
So this is, I sort of have become a little bit obsessed with Golden Age Canadian characters.
So what do you think of the book?
I've read about 50 pages, if you can believe that. Yeah. I don't read stuff.
It's an interesting read in that you got to be in a different frame of mind. The storytelling is definitely different than we're used to it as modern readers.
Can we wheel back one second and explain who the character is? Because I'm not personally familiar with her.
You don't have a copy. Your name
not
is not in,
copy.
The book. Oh, my goodness.
The book.
My goodness.
Nelvana of the Northern Lights. She is a superheroine. And I believe actually predates Wonder Woman.
She does, by a few months.
Comic was published in 1941. It's by Adrian Dingle. And she was one of the first Canadian superheroes.
That's right.
One of the first women superheroes. And she fights injustice up north in the Arctic.
Yes.
And she has powers.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has powers. It's kind of one of those things where her powers change depending on what needs to be done.
Yeah. I like the fact that she has a brother who can turn into a dog.
Who's kind of forced to turn into a dog.
And she rides her flying... The dog can fly, and she rides on her brother's back. through the night.
I mean,
air.
That's not weird or creepy at all.
No, not at all.
Is there a story like? Alien or? Mutant?
She is the daughter of a god.
Okay.
The god was punished by, somebody, them. Yeah,
it's very Inuit stuff. Like yes, she's, yeah, it's a lot of, and it's based on some real. Actually, Nelvana wasn't. They're somehow based on an actual Inuit legend of some sort.
I haven't quite got to that part.
Okay,
but I have seen there's some stuff at the back, kind of talking about the history of the character. But yes, yeah, so her father was banished and became the Northern Lights, and then her and her brother both had they were given some punishment as well.
I don't remember what hers was. Her brother.
Hers was to be awesome.
Yeah. And her brother's was to be a dog.
Her brother's was that he couldn't show. He couldn't be seen by people.
Unless he was a dog.
Yes. His human form. So he had to turn into a dog every time people were around.
And she would, and a flying dog.
I mean, if you're going to be a dog. Now, it's funny because seeing some of the. Because the back, there's some pinups and stuff. And it kind of reminded me. I don't know if you guys. Saw in Final Crisis by Grant Morrison, there was some stuff where the characters were in the post-apocalyptic future, and they were riding giant Dalmatians, and that just reminded me.
It was
this.
Actually called. It was actually an old comic from the '60s called. Oh my goodness, the Atomic Knights.
Yes, that's right.
And the Atomic Knights rode Dalmatians in this.
That was pretty cool. I thought
that was... I think it
was
Strange Adventures was what the book that they were in back in the early 60s.
It's
great. It's
one.
A great book.
And as you were saying there a minute ago about the style, it's very
it's very different, but it's beautiful.
Because it's almost like a newspaper strip.
Yeah. But as you get used to reading it and you get into the kind of the flow of the way these things flow, it gets easier and easier, and it's very beautiful.
And I really like reading the reprints of stuff. I like to buy the Silver Age DC reprints and stuff. And so this is just the same style of storytelling. Mm-hmm. But it's black and white, but it is well drawn too.
Adrian Dingell was actually a painter. He actually was a classical artist. Mm-hmm. That hung in galleries and stuff.
So Dan, what you have there is a collection of all the comics.
Yes, and including the one that Tony owns.
Yes,
he posted it when I was posting about my buying this. He posted himself holding Nelvana's first appearance.
Oh, he doesn't own that.
Yeah, no,
he just saw it.
He just saw it.
He touched it. We were all quite excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said at lunch, he hasn't bought it yet.
His post was more like, "Hey Dan, that's nice. What about this?" Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think he was just trying to tell you that
he's touched that before.
It's more like that his friends have better comics than your friends.
Well.
Yeah.
You guys need to step it up then. One of you needs to have that comic book so I can hold it.
Yeah. So. Marty has some pretty awesome comics. I don't know what Chris has because he won't show us.
What do you mean?
When have we ever been able to go to your house and look at your comic collection?
I think he's got some Arthur Adams.
I got a couple issues of Arthur Adams.
Oh, yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Speaking of Arthur Adams, did you see the cover of Walking Dead?
I haven't seen it.
Holy moly.
Not just the cover. I have right here the entire set there. That's going to be running for the next few months.
Yeah.
Does Glenn die in that one?
He's a zombie.
By the way, everybody, in case you're wondering.
Glenn
dies.
Here we go again. Now let's actually talk about The Walking Dead.
What, the book?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't read the latest issue.
I haven't read it either.
Okay.
But... because you were mentioning the big oh my gosh,
The big oh my gosh moment, and it was
moment
a pretty,
at the end.
I haven't read the new one. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
about
I haven't
it
read
because
the
I
new one.
I want to know what happens.
I haven't read the new one either, but
an epic ending.
I'm obviously notorious for not reading comic books I buy, but you inspired me. You're like, oh man, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna read this. So I read the last couple issues before that, and then I actually went all the way back to issue 138 or something and started.
But when you got to the end, where you're like, holy jeez, did that really happen?
Yeah, it's
Chris
been more
was
than
all
a
like,
month.
Nah, I knew it was going to happen all the time, man.
Well, only because I knew there was something shocking coming.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I totally knew it.
I totally knew.
See, now I thought...
I know who wins Civil War.
I thought that maybe Negan's plan was going to backfire on himself.
See, that would have been great.
And that he was going
to... But of course he wouldn't, because they're putting him in the show right now, so they all have to make it all kind of...
Yeah, but I mean...
Bring him back up, right?
And they obviously did, I don't know.
They did a good job of it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
I mean, I feel like we can probably just spoil it and say what happened, because it's been more than
Daryl Dixon dies in the latest issue, Walking Dead, everybody. Daryl Dixon dies. He's dead. Daryl Dixon is dead in the comic.
Are you done?
What
are we going to talk about? The last week's issue?
Yeah. The issue before this week, because we haven't read this one.
So you know, the one where
Negan kills Alpha.
Kills Alpha. Oh.
It's a month old.
So it's fair.
Not only kills her, but takes her head off.
He actually decapitates her.
He took her head right off.
Oh my God. And sometimes in Walking Dead, it's shocking when humans kill humans. You know, so used to the zombies killing humans, but when a human actually kills... So when Negan killed Glenn, I'm being serious now, okay? I'm not being a jackass. When Negan actually killed Glenn, that was what I think was so shocking about that issue. Yeah. It was such a brutal death of a beloved character.
Yeah.
Beloved!
It was brutal.
Brutal.
Very brutal.
And Glenn was my favorite character. And Negan was so coy and so cute about it, and he... decimates the character, and it's like was it the most brutal death? I don't know. I think the death of Laurie and Judith was pretty brutal,
but very quick though.
But it was fast, yeah.
Glenn suffered a little bit.
Oh, Glenn suffered a little bit, but at the high end, we suffered seeing it. And but that was so. What was so shocking about that issue? I sold that issue. I don't even own it anymore.
I have like eight copies.
Yeah, so. But the thing is when they killed it, what it was the fact that a man did it, and it wasn't a zombie, and that's what made that so shocking. It was the first time a man had killed somebody before, but in such a brutal, inhuman way.
And it's because like Negan, like you said, he's so like coy, and he's always got this smile on his face, like I'm gonna F you up. And I'm going to like it.
But it's like everything's a giant joke to him. And he has a weird moralistic bend to him.
They even say in the issue where he kills Alpha, right? He's like, people think I'm a monster, but I would do anything to save my people. But that's it.
And he likes kids.
Yeah, like he does have his moral code. And I think it's interesting that like right before he takes her down and basically tears her head off, he's talking about his moral code to her. And then he just...
Done.
But you know what, guys? I would decapitate somebody for one of my friends. If anybody was hassling...
This is where you have to say in the apocalyptic future.
No,
with
if any of you guys was hassling either of you...
Because otherwise you're going to get arrested.
Either of you, I would totally decapitate somebody.
Especially if we had a horde of zombies that we were going to release.
No, not necessarily. I mean, even if like somebody was like...
We're trying to keep you out of jail here, Sam.
Like if somebody like threw a water balloon at you, I would totally decapitate them. I'd be like, you are so dead. You are so dead.
So... I did find this really interesting. So that was issue number 156.
Okay.
Came out 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Right? I would assume it was 4 weeks ago if they're on schedule. Yeah. So this is on eBay.
Oh, what is it?
It's a 9.8 graded of a book that came out 4 weeks ago.
And what's the price? What's the price?
Well, he wants $90 US. That's the buy it now, $90 US.
But are you talking about the fact that you can submit your graded books and it takes 8 months to get back?
Yeah. So this guy, obviously this guy walked into CGC and said, no, I'll wait for it. You know. Apparently Martin says you can do that, kind of, so.
Well, I know they take submissions at conventions in the States and stuff where you can just pile your books in.
I remember them being at Fan Expo a few
quick.
Times.
Yeah, oh, they are, but it doesn't take 4 weeks.
But I'm not an expert, so whatever I say can't be trusted. But I have read that you can take your comics into certain conventions in the States where they will actually like grade it on site, ship it away, and it's done like real quick. But of course, you're paying big bucks for that.
And I'm thinking this guy, because you can buy you can find this on the shelf, like the cover price. You can look like it's not like it's $100 because he killed Alpha.
No, it's because he paid to get it graded.
No. But I mean, the comic itself is not selling on. You know,
for
raw.
A ridiculous price.
Right. You can buy it on eBay for $4. So this guy must be just crapping.
Well, I mean, it all depends because you. Yes, I'm not going to say he's probably not going, oh, that was a bad decision.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people who will actually buy that. I'm sure there's people on the CGC boards who have every single issue in a 9.8 except for, yeah. you know, maybe number one.
Yeah.
So.
See, like, you almost have to put that away for
37 years.
Yeah, a lot of years until Alpha shows up on the show, first appearance, and then she gets killed, and then that book might go up in price.
Well, do you think
they have to go up in price? But
do you think they'll ever get around to the Whisper Wars on the show?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah.
Like they're pretty good, and it's. I mean, it would make a good visual, like the just how gruesome the Whisperers
would,
are.
Yeah,
right?
It would be very creepy storyline for sure.
So I'm gonna say season 8.
Well, they got up to Negan pretty darn quick on the grand scheme of things.
But remember, we were also talking a couple weeks ago about how nothing happens in the Walking Dead books. You need to read 3 or 4 in a row.
I think a lot happens in the Walking Dead books.
Not in one single issue.
I guess not, but every issue is amazing. It always has a great cliffhanger.
Like
it always keeps you wanting more no matter what happens.
You know why you want more, though? Because you didn't get anything.
No, it's because it's called character building, Dan.
It is, and I completely agree. I hate people who are like, there's nothing happening. There's no action. Because, you know, building up a character, telling a good story doesn't require explosions and deaths.
Exactly.
But I feel like The Walking Dead's a book that's better read as, like, if you binge read 5 issues.
Me and Marty had this conversation on the way back, a very similar conversation on the way back from Whippy the other day. And I was saying, we were talking about Aftershock books, and I was saying that one of my favorite Aftershock books right now is American Monster. And the reason is, I bought the first issue and I had no idea what was going on. And then I read the second issue and I had no idea what was going on. And the third issue and I had, like, seriously no interest in, like, I didn't know what was going on. So when I got the fourth book, I actually bundled all 4 of them together, read them 1 to 4. Not only did I understand what was going on, I realized it was one of the best books I was reading.
Yeah.
But now when we do issue 5 and 6, I actually have a clear idea of what's going on in my head, so that's going to actually make sense. And just like Dan's saying, sometimes you do have to read some of these things right through.
Yeah, and the last 6 or so issues have been talking.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of talking.
And it's setting up the Whisper War, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. I bet you're probably going to be satisfied with the issues coming up.
Let's talk about predictions for Walking Dead. You know what, one thing I've been predicting ever since they did the time jump? You know what I mean by the time jump, right? Like, have they ever said how many years have passed?
Oh, they did. It was it 2 or 3? I can't. They did say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm waiting for? I think Rick's going to die.
I expected. I actually thought that might happen.
Yeah,
in 150.
I think they're going to kill off Rick. I think Rick will die, and you'll see people like Maggie and Andrea and Carl sort of taking lead. And what's her face with the sword?
Sure.
Yeah, and really see them sort of taking this group, and which will be very interesting. Like, you know, 3 women and a little boy. And they'll be the new... he's not so little anymore. He's a teenager, right?
Yeah.
And really seeing them sort of become the new core of that book. But I'm really waiting. I think Rick Grimes has...
He almost feels, like, superfluous to the plot now.
Yeah, it's almost like he's become one of the least interesting characters.
Well, the people that you picked, not Carl, but the 3 women all are doing different things in the books, right? They're all kind of leaders of their own...
That's right.
Settlement or group,
right?
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. And I just see Rick... I just don't see Rick having much of a role anymore in the book, and I'm waiting for him to die, which will be a huge shock for the book as well.
Yeah. But, which is why I don't know if they would do it.
I don't know.
Like, they don't shy away from killing characters off, but this is the character, right?
They wouldn't kill a main character, said no Game of Thrones,
but it's not
ever.
Game of Thrones. Like, let's think about what you just said about the TV show.
Well, let's talk.
Are they going to kill off Rick Grimes when the TV show is still running,
sure,
or would
why
they
not?
Wait because he's in the TV show?
Yeah, I know, but you know, they killed Glenn.
Yeah, but Glenn's not Rick from issue 1.
And really, television is a lot different than.
Like, but I don't
how
care
many people
about.
Are I know you don't, but okay. How many people are reading the comic compared to how many watch the television?
Well,
show,
I understand
right?
that, but I. But you know what? They don't. Whatever they do in the comic, they don't do in the TV show, anyways. Yeah. Daryl Dixon, and
do I have to go get the show where I like we talked about Daryl Dixon and how popular he is and how amazing it is that the show can be different and create?
I told you that I'm in the minority. And I admit I'm in the minority. I didn't say I'm right.
I'm gonna put a clip on our computer so I can just play this. Like
I didn't
every
say I was right.
On.
No, it's you like, just have an opinion.
I just have an opinion. It's just like
that
it's
you've
just,
told us six times. This,
well, understand
this
that I
show.
Don't. I never said I was right. I just said that this is. I understand I'm in the minority. It's like Matt Smith's Doctor Who. I'm in the minority. I didn't like him. I'm the only one. Like out of 100 billion Doctor Who fans, I'm like the number one, like one person who didn't like him. And it's the same with Walking Dead. I'm in the minority. I'm in the minority. I understand it. I'll admit it. Doesn't mean, okay. Well, what I'm saying is they could kill Rick off in the comic and keep him in the show.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they would.
For sure. Yeah.
They
and
would.
I agree that they could. Well, I don't know if they would.
Of course
like
they would.
I agree that they could, but I think that the show people would be like, "Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea, guys."
I don't know. I don't know about now, that. I don't know about that.
Here's my prediction
okay,
for Rick's
prediction.
Future.
All right.
In the
is
book.
That yes, in the book. You're going to think he dies, and then he's going to come back like Obi-Wan Kenobi style. Like
glowing
700 issues later and he'll have the cure to the outbreak, and he'll save humanity. It's a bit of a joke, Sam. You're giving
me
a puzzle
look. I didn't realize you were joking. I thought you were being dead serious.
But,
I'm like, what kind of crap are you talking about, man?
I had you speechless with that.
You
one.
Really did. You really did.
What is going on?
But yeah,
I think the
but
heat
you know
got
what?
To
but
him.
You know what? Why we're here, though, I would like to put on the record.
You don't like The Walking Dead, do
no,
you?
No. That I will admit that I'm in the minority.
Yeah.
100%. At no point, I hate those guys. You go to those things, they're like, I don't like this, and I don't like this show, and I don't like this band, and I don't like this movie, and I'm right, and everyone else who likes it's wrong. I hate those guys. I hate those guys. It's just we all have different opinions, and I respect, like another one, like I don't like Big Bang Theory. Boy, I don't like that show. And I realize I'm in a room full of people who do.
And I'm in, full, I'm it's in not a, even a room full of people, yeah.
I'm in a universe full of people who do.
You people back there
I can't
keep it down.
Go, I can't go I can't go I can't go anywhere in the world without realizing and understanding the popularity of this show. Yeah. And what was that Elvis record album called? What was it? 100,000 Elvis fans can't be wrong?
Okay, sure.
And that's exactly how I feel about it. 100,000 Big Bang Theories fans can't be wrong. 100,000 Walking Dead fans can't be wrong. 100,000 Matt Smith fans can't be wrong. Right? And I understand that. Doesn't mean I don't feel the way I feel.
Yeah.
I have different values. Like, you know, but my thing is I'm never going to tear down someone who loves this stuff. I'm depending on how ignorant they are, I guess.
I'm never going to tear someone down.
Well, it's like for example, I've met these Doctor Who fans. Like, let's just, I know we're not talking, I'm going on a tangent here.
That's fine.
But we'll meet these Doctor Who fans, and they're these hardcore Doctor Who fans. My God, I love Doctor Who. Doctor Who's my whole life. Like, I named my child after Doctor Who. I have one, did you?
Yeah, Amelia, after Amy
Pond.
Oh,
no kidding. Oh, see?
Yeah.
I love Doctor Who so much. Doctor Who is everything to me and my whole soul. And I love him. Oh, really? So what's your favorite Tom Baker episode?
I've never watched any of those. I love Doctor Who, but I don't watch anything past 2005 because that stuff is stupid.
Okay, those are the guys I tear down.
Or even, I don't watch anything before Matt Smith.
Or whatever, right? Like, those are the guys that I don't have tolerance for. It's like, okay, if you're that into it, you explore the whole, like, you don't have to like all of it, but explore it. Explore it, learn it. You love it all, you love it, don't.
I mean, I have issues with the TV show as well, but I really enjoy it. But there are things that bug me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm into conspiracy theories, but, you know, when they killed off Andrea, and before that they killed off... RV...
Dale?
Dale, yes.
Dale.
So, This was after they fired
Sam. Now, I haven't actually seen where they kill off Andrea, but it's okay. Sam spoiled that for me on Facebook. Gleefully.
Okay.
All right. Oh, gleefully. Boy. Well, the fact that they killed off Andrea, but they've kept Judith alive, just I'll never understand.
Yeah.
It's a different entity.
Yeah, okay. That's one
Anyways.
Of the things that bothers me. Well, because Andrea is such an important character
and
in the
such
book.
A cool character.
And a cool character.
She's
Anyways,
amazing.
But it's also like, you know, it could be the actress wants out.
Didn't the actress get fired over some scandal or something?
No, this is the point that in my conspiracy theory is that Frank Darabont, season one director, got fired or whatever, yeah. right? Well, the actor that played Dale and the actress that played Andrea were friends of his. So to me, that's a little more than a coincidence.
Dale made it almost to the end of season two, and Andrea is still alive as far as I've seen, like three quarters through season three.
But still,
so
I mean, and Glenn or Dale does die, so that's fine. But Andrea is such a huge character,
and yeah. she is, yeah.
To me, I don't know. To me, it's just a little more than a coincidence.
I guess it hurts me because. And that's the stuff that really gets to me, right? And to me, it's because I love Andrea so much in the book. She's one of my favorite characters. She's such a strong woman. And she always knows the right thing to say. And that's the catch. She knows the right things to say and the right things to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, she is the consciousness of that book. In the TV show, she did all the wrong things until she was dead. Okay, that doesn't make sense to me at all. To me, it's disrespectful to that character and what that character is supposed to be about. And as you know, I like my characters to be like they are in the comics as in the book. And that was just 100% not what Andrea is about. And you know what? You guys have just come to the crux of my problem with Walking Dead. The one thing where I finally said, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. I'm done. And it was that. And that
and Daryl Dixon.
I'm just being a jerk about that. Daryl Dixon is awesome.
But oddly enough,
I said it. I said it, everybody. Did you get that soundbite?
I'm going to put that in our
You
next
can put that
intro.
In the
next.
Yeah,
Daryl
in
Dixon,
our intro.
Say it again.
Daryl Dixon is awesome.
There you go.
Okay, see?
And this is just me. Like, I'm not a big collector of trade paperbacks. And that's just me, right? But every time The Walking Dead comes on, it says Walking Dead based on the trade paperbacks. Or graphic novels or something, right? And that bothers me.
Well, do you know why they're doing that, Chris?
Because it's not based to increase sales.
To increase sales. So the people run out looking for the trade paperback.
Yeah, but it bothers me.
But not
me.
The comic books.
It's based on a comic book, not a trade paperback or graphic novel.
It also
novel.
Makes it, also because people like to say, you ever meet those guys that read comics and they're like, yeah, I read comics, but I read trade paperbacks because I read trade paperbacks and I'm a vegan.
I've never met that guy.
I read trade paperbacks, and I'm a vegan, and I don't go to comedy movies. I just go to documentaries.
Well, there is one guy that we know. Let's call him Martin B. No, that's too obvious.
That's too obvious.
Let's call him
Mr. Baruda.
Yeah, let's call him Baruda.
Watch what you say. You're talking about one of my best pals here.
Apparently,
and we know what he does when you're to defend
don't
us.
Apparently, M. Baruda. Also, I think I said that wrong, but it was a Simpsons quote.
Yes, I gotcha.
I think I got it backwards. Anyways, I believe that's the way he reads The Walking Dead as well.
It is.
Because we were talking about that in the show, and he said he hasn't read the last couple.
Yes. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if...
I read trade paperbacks, and I'm vegan, and I watch documentaries, and I drink only Belgian beer.
I'm going to wheel over for one more thing here.
Okay, cool.
Away.
Wheel over.
That won't be of interest to Sam.
And
my flash was Jay Garrick.
Oddly enough, Sophia is still alive in the comics as well.
I know.
And they spent the whole season. Sophia.
I love Sophia in the comic. I love Sophia in the comic. I love what they've done with Sophia.
Shocking. But thank you, a gift.
Not a gift.
Oh,
is that thing that you put
gift.
On put on Facebook? That was really cool. Even
Captain,
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, Captain Canuck number 4. I believe it's 4B. With 4A being being 15 copies, 4B the one I have 300 copies made. It's an oversized version that was put out before Captain Canuck got picked up or got the money to actually print it in comic book form.
That's pretty
cost me a pretty penny.
Yeah?
Yep.
One of my rules I live by is never actually touch somebody's precious comics.
Okay. Well, it's in a bag.
I'm not.
But
I know.
You are folding it weirdly.
Oh, stop.
Sam just put it in his mouth. Oh, my God.
It's got teeth marks on it.
I only put my lips on it.
You have to be kidding me.
I just put my lips on it. It was just. I made sure
it's
I didn't.
It's the Wolverine incident all over again.
I made sure I didn't put any teeth on it.
No, but I did look at the pictures that you posted, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
I think Sam's kicked off the show forever. You put that in your mouth.
It's only how old?
That's almost 40 years old.
Oh, that was a camera moment, man. Your face was priceless.
Why would I think that you're going to put my very expensive comic book in your mouth? In your mouth.
Oh, it's not the worst thing I've put in my mouth.
I was actually shocked, Dan, when you passed it over to me. But seriously, I don't.
Also, I wasn't expecting you to flip through it. I was just like, hey, look at this.
That's awesome.
And now we know you never pass anything to Sam. We already knew that.
You did.
But this is a sunk to a new low.
You guys talk like that. You hurt my feelings. I don't.
You put my comic book in your mouth. I'm not too concerned about your feelings. I'm more concerned about my comic book right now.
Fine. I didn't lose any teeth.
In no way is he concerned about the stuff coming off that plastic either that you're now surging through your body.
40-year-old.
You know what happens? That is how you get superpowers, my friend. That is how I got like radioactive Captain Canuck powers.
You're going to be a villain who destroys comic books.
He has the ability to cause creases in comic books.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody's comic ever except Marty's Wolverine. Look at it. It's fine.
It's emotionally damaged.
Dan's not sleeping tonight.
That is literally the last time I bring something nice in here.
Unless it's encapsulated in plastic, Dan.
Even then, I'm afraid he's going to get his lips on the plastic. No more slabs, nothing. I'm hoping it's just the heat.
Oh, it's
that
totally
has driven you to this. Because
totally that's what you do. When I've overheated, that's when I go do crazy stuff.
I wish that that had happened about 3 minutes later, because then we could just end the show on that. But now we have to limp along for 3 more minutes.
I don't know. Dan, are you okay?
No.
I'm sorry. Are we still friends?
Yes.
I didn't hurt it. Look at it.
You hurt its feelings. Don't touch it again.
Don't touch it. Apparently I was bending it funny, Sam, which I don't quite understand.
Look where I put my mouth on it. It's fine.
I'm just going to keep this over here near me, away from Sam.
Wow. Okay. Oh, the look on your face is priceless.
I should have got a...
You know, it's too bad we weren't ready with the camera. You know what the truth is? No one hearing it on the other end will ever know what that looked like. It will always just be, hey...
Here, wait. Put it in your mouth again. I'll take a picture.
You know, next time you're thinking about turtles, you can think of that, and it'll all be better.
That's right. Oh,
all
man.
Right.
All right, well...
So what else is going on in comics, guys?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You licked any issues of Civil War lately?
How many cups of coffee have you spilt on comic books, Sam?
I've never spilled a cup of coffee. I've spilled two waters.
Two waters.
Two waters.
Oh, two waters.
And they were like new comics, so I could go and rebuy them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Justice League of America number 4.
Or Captain Canuck number 4, oversized issue, 1 of 300 in the world.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, I think that's about all the time we've got and all the sanity we have left. So tune in next week, where hopefully it's not quite as warm.
Oh, my God.
And we'll try our best to keep the comic books out of Sam's mouth.
Next week, comic books are saliva-free.
Saliva-free. Thanks for tuning in.